Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Flesh and Bone by Jonathan Mayberry, narrated by Brian Hutcherson and directed by Rachel Pick.
Part 1. A Fall of Angels. A quote from John Bright from a speech to Parliament, February 23, 1855. The angel of death has been abroad throughout the land. You may almost hear the beating of his wings. Chapter 1. Benny Amora thought, "I'm going to die." The 100 zombies chasing him all seemed to agree. Chapter 2. 15 minutes ago, nothing and nobody was trying to kill Benny Amora. Benny had been sitting on a flat rock, sharpening a sword and brooding. He was aware that he was brooding. He even had a brooding face for when other people were around. Now, though, he was alone, and he let the mask fall away. When he was alone, the melancholy musings were deeper, more useful, but also less fun. When you're alone, you can't crack a joke to make the moment feel better. There were very few moments that felt good to Benny. Not anymore. Not since leaving home. He was a mile from where he and his friends had camped in a forest of desert trees deep in southern Nevada. Every time Benny took another step on the road to finding the airplane he and Nix had seen, every single inch forward, he was farther from home than he had ever been. He used to hate the idea of leaving home. Home was mountainside, high in the Sierra Nevada mountains of central California. Home was bed and running water and hot apple pie on the porch. But that had been home with his brother Tom. It had been a whole hometown with Nix and her mother. Now Nix's mom was dead, and Tom was dead.